And now, part one, Sorry, beginning with Standard Loneliness Package, narrated by James Yaegashi.
Root canal is 150, give or take, depending on who's doing it to you. A migraine is 200. Not that I get the money. The company gets it. What I get is $12 an hour plus reimbursement for painkillers. Not that they work. I feel pain for money. Other people's pain. Physical, emotional, you name it. Pain is an illusion, I know, and so is time, I know. I know. I know. The shift manager never stops reminding us. Doesn't help, actually. Doesn't help when you are on your third broken leg of the day. I get to work 3 minutes late, and already there are 9 tickets in my inbox. I close my eyes, take a deep breath, open the first ticket of the morning. I'm at a funeral, feeling grief. Someone else's grief. Like wearing a stranger's coat, still warm with heat from another body. I'm feeling a mixture of things. Grief, mostly, but also I detect some guilt in there. There usually is. I hear crying. I'm seeing crying faces, pretty faces. Crying, pretty, white faces. Nice clothes. Our services aren't cheap. As the shift manager is always reminding us. Need I remind you? That is his favorite phrase these days. He's always walking up and down the aisle, tilting his head into our cubicles and saying it. Need I remind you, he says, of where we are on the spectrum. In terms of low-end, high-end, we are solidly toward the high-ish end. So the faces are usually pretty. The clothes are usually nice. The people are usually nice, too. Although I imagine it's not such a big deal to be nice when you're that rich and that pretty. There's a place in Hyderabad doing what we're doing, but a little more toward the budget end of things. Precision Living Solutions, it's called. And of course, there are hundreds of emotional engineering firms here in Bangalore, springing up everywhere you look. The other day, I read in the paper that a new call center opens once every 3 weeks. Workers follow the work, and the work is here. All of us ready to feel, to suffer. We're in a growth industry. Okay, the body is going into the ground now. The crying is getting more serious. Here it comes. I am feeling that feeling. The one that these people get a lot near the end of a funeral service. These sad and pretty people. It's a big feeling. Different operators have different ways to describe it. For me, it feels something like a huge boot. Huge, like it fills up the whole sky, the whole galaxy, all of space. Some kind of infinite foot. And it's stepping on me. The infinite foot is stepping on my chest. The funeral ends, and the foot is still on me. And it's hard to breathe. People are getting into black town cars. I also appear to have a town car. I get in. The foot. So heavy. Here we go. Yes, this is familiar. The foot. Yes, the foot. It doesn't hurt exactly. It's not what I would call comfortable, but it's not pain either. More like pressure. Deepak, who used to be in the next cubicle, once told me that this feeling I call the infinite foot, to him it felt more like a knee, is actually the American experience of the Christian God. Are you sure it's the Christian God? I asked him. I always thought God was Jewish. You're an idiot, he said. It's the same guy, duh, the Judeo-Christian God. Are you sure? I said. He just shook his head at me. We'd had this conversation before. I figured he was probably right, but I didn't want to admit it. Deepak was the smartest guy in our cube cluster, as he would kindly remind me several times a day. I endure a few more minutes of the foot, and then, right before the hour is up, right when the grief and guilt are almost...